flowers in.
Flower pot.
What if it was smaller?
Vase.
Okay. And then what do you use to eat with?
With fork.
Okay.
Knife. Spoons.
Okay. What if you have more than one knife? What would you call that?
Knives.
Okay. And then if you get something dirty and you want to make it clean again, what do you have to do?
Have to wash.
Okay. And then, say you're washing the dishes, what do you do after you wash them?
Have to rinse them.
Okay. And then what do you use to wash the dishes with?
Dish rag.
Okay. Then, what about for drying the dishes?
You have to get your drying clothes and dry them.
Okay. And what do you call the piece of terry cloth that you use to wash your face with?
Bath towel.
Okay. Then, if it was real cold out last night and you forgot to wrap up the water pipes and one of them, something happened to it, what would you say happened to the pipe?
It froze.
Good. What happened to it after it froze?
It wasn't.
Okay. Then, people used to buy flour and crackers and things like this from the store. What could they find? It was maybe about this size. Okay. Then what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
Barrels.
Okay. What do you use to help you pour water through a narrow mouth bottle?
It's a funnel.
Okay. Then what would you do if you were driving a buggy and you wanted the horses to go faster? How would you make them go faster?
Use a whip.
Okay. Then if you bought some fruit at the store and the grocer would put them in something for you to bring them home in, what would you call the thing he would put them in?
He'd put them in a paper sack.
Okay. What do you call the bag for the sack that potatoes would shift in? Or that maybe you get seed or something like that in from the store?
Paper sack.
Okay. What would you call it if you went out and got a lot of wood to bring into the house to put in the fireplace? What would you call that? The amount of wood that you went out and got.
Firewood.
What would you call it if you got just a bunch of wood all at one time?
Oh, it was a pile of wood. Turn of wood.
Okay. And then what would you call them when you come in and make it fly in here? What would you call that?
Light
blue. Okay. When you carry the clothes out to hang them up after they've been washed, what do you carry them in?
Carry them in a hamper.
Okay. What about when you pick things out of the garden? You don't put them in a tub, but you put them in one of the smaller things that you have. What do you call that?
Hamper.
Okay. What about a basket? Are they called?
Yeah, basket.
Okay. What do you call the thing that nails come in? It's kind of like a barrel.
Or a keg.
Okay. And then what runs around the barrel to hold the wood together?
That's a hook.
Okay. What do you put in the top of the bottle to keep the things that are in the bottle from spinning out?
Fork.
Okay. What's a musical instrument that people used to play a lot? A little musical instrument that you play with your mouth?
Harp.
Okay. Have you ever seen a jute harp?
Jute harp, sure.
Okay. What's the difference between what I was talking about and the jute harp?
The jute harp is have to play it with your mouth and tongue and flip it that way and you change the tone in your mouth.
Okay. Have you ever heard the other little instrument that I talked about called anything besides a harp?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
Mouth will work it.
Okay. Then